So this is the sound of a very standard Verizon voice call with not a particularly amazing signal either. This is with voiceover LTE disabled on an iPhone 6. This is, you know, the typical sort of compressy, nasty, not so amazing cell phone quality. Now I'm going to record another phone call, this one with voiceover LTE enabled, and hopefully we'll see the difference. I say hopefully because sometimes it just doesn't work. Sometimes it falls back to the old network, regardless of if LTE is available. So we'll see if that's actually the case.
So this is the same phone using voiceover LTE. Signal strength still isn't particularly amazing. Most of the time I have a slightly better signal. But this is what that sounds like compared to the standard Verizon network, the protocol, which is now eluding me, the name of which is annoying because it's one of those things that I know and I can't think of it. But anyway, that's what this sounds like. It's pretty good until it breaks up a little bit, and then you know that it's not something that isn't a cell phone. But it's a lot better than the alternative, that's for sure. So we're getting there. We're certainly getting there with mobile phones. When everybody has voice over LTE by default, then things won't be so bad. And of course, intra-network, you get HD voice calls. I've never actually experienced one of these, but I know what they sound like. It's a bit like Skype or FaceTime or any of those sorts of things. But this is at least a higher quality standard phone call. So there you go. And now, once again, I'm using a different standard on the same cell phone. I'm now using a soft phone going across my PBX. And this is using the same level of compression that you would see on a landline, exactly the same compression, that being the ULAW standard that's been in place since the late 1960s. What you're hearing here is slightly processed by the phone. There's not too much I can do about that, but this is pretty much about as good as it can get for a portable phone call. Now, granted, all these things are phone call quality. I'm not trying to use codecs that you wouldn't hear on a standard phone call. That obviously can be made better through PBX or any given number of ways. But this is about as good as I can get a quote-unquote mobile phone call to sound, at least in this direction. And I do use this whenever I can over a standard cell phone call because this is still better than the voice over LTE solution that I demoed earlier. It's less aliasy. It's pretty much what you would expect to get maybe out of a decent cordless phone. And that's pretty much that. So there you have it.